Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. Thank you. That was a beautiful tune entitled Royal Street, written by Tom Talbert and featuring the Tom Talbert Jazz Orchestra. This was part of a dedication and celebration for the 50th anniversary of Stan Kenton's Back to Balboa. And it's a beautiful collection and a beautiful composition. We're going to listen now to some music from the great Coleman Hawkins. And this recording was made October 13th, 1958. And it features Tony Scott and the All-Stars, Jimmy Nepper's on trombone. Scott is on clarinet. Coleman Hawkins is on tenor sax. Tommy Flanagan on piano. Gene Ramey on bass. And Walter Bolton is on drums. We're going to listen to a great version of Ornithology. the finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial.
Ask me why I have this smile upon my face. Ask me why I see a rainbow out in space. Well, I must confess, you don't need a genius to guess. It's because I'm dreamy over you. Ask me why the scent of perfume fills the air. Ask me why the sound of music's everywhere. Well, I must reveal it comes from the glow that I feel. Just because I'm dreamy over you. From the first caress, your touch of tenderness sent me reeling, revealing a feeling of falling and setting my heart all ablaze. From the first caress, I found the happiness I'll protect. Now I know the joy I've never known before. It's the joy that comes from someone you adore. Ask me why, and I have a very simple reply. It's because I'm dreamy over you.
Music from vocalist Shirley Horn and Dreamy. That was taken from her album Loving You, beautiful recording that she made a few years ago. I'd like to feature now some music from one of the greatest trumpet players of all time, in my opinion, and someone who died at a tragically young age. I'm talking about none other than Booker Little. Booker has been featured on this show in the past, but I'm going to feature something from his album Out Front, and I would recommend, if you want to listen to trumpet and trumpet with a unique sound, pick up this album. It's incredible. It's every track is a gem, and every track was written by Booker himself. This album features Ron Carter on bass, Art Davis is also on bass. We also have the great Eric Dolphy on flute, clarinet, and bass clarinet. He also plays alto sax throughout this album as well. Of course, Booker's on trumpet, Julian Priester on trombone, Max Roach on drums, and the rest is just glorious music. So we're going to listen to a composition from the album, and this one is entitled Man of Words.
Thank you.
from 1956. That was the great vibist Teddy Charles, and we heard Green Blues. Some of the featured artists on this particular album include Eddie Burt on trombone, Art Farmer, Gigi Grice on sax, Charles Mingus on bass, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, Ed Shaughnessy on drums, and that was just around the time that he was actually thinking. I'm sure he was thinking about leaving and going to the Johnny Carson show, where he stayed with Johnny for quite a number of years. Hal Stein on sax, Teddy Kotick on bass, and George Barrow on sax as well. James Buffington, Don Butterfield, and a host of other musicians that rounded out this glorious session that was recorded in 1956. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. We're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Before that, we heard Booker Little with Man of Words, and that's from his excellent recording entitled Out Front. Around 1982, pianist Cedar Walton recorded an album for the Evidence label entitled Among Friends. We're going to listen to a composition from this album. It's actually a Monk composition called Off Minor. And it's incredible what he does with this tune. And if you happen to see Cedar Walton when he was here at the Ottawa Jazz Festival, he was, in my mind, a remarkable pianist to watch. He very poised and at the same time very intense. He knew what he was doing and he was always focused on the music. Now on this particular session we have the late Billy Higgins on drums, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. Bobby and Cedar have been recording for many, many years. We also have Buster Williams, the great Buster Williams, on bass, probably one of the most in-demand bassists around. And he actually rounds out this really interesting group. So let's listen to Cedar Walton from 1982 with Monk's Off Minor.
Hi, this is Barbara Montgomery, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott.
Well, going back again to 1956, that was Shelly Mann and his men, and we heard a piece called Tommyhawk that's taken from his album More Swinging Sounds, featuring the likes of Conti Candoli and some other great musicians, Russ Freeman on piano, Charlie Mariano on sax, Stu Williamson on trumpet. Phil DeLancey was the digital remasterer of that last piece. It's amazing what they did with recordings that far back. They were able to remaster them and make them sound not only brighter but fuller. And I think that Phil did a great job on that one. The great Leroy Vinegar walking the bass on that last track as well. And just before that, we heard from 1982 pianist Cedar Walton with Monk's Off Minor. Another of Stan Kenton's alumni was Lenny Niehaus. Lenny was with Stan Kenton during the 1950s, not only performing with him, but he also wrote and arranged as well. We're going to listen to a recording of Lenny's from 1955. It's entitled Lenny Niehaus Volume 4, The Quintets and Strings, and it features an incredible group of West Coast musicians. We have Bob Gordon on baritone sax, Shelley Mann on drums, Bill Perkins is on tenor sax, Lenny is on alto, Stu Williamson on trombone, trumpet, and valve trombone, Monty Budwig on bass, and one of my favorite pianists, Hampton Hawes, is also featured, along with a selection of violas and cello, which add a nice mixture there into the bebop mix. So let's listen to Lenny Niehaus and his version of Easy Living.
Thank you.
When it comes to West Coast jazz, the person we just listened to was certainly a legend. That was sax great Teddy Edwards and his version of Don't Blame Me. My name is Randy McKelligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. And don't forget, all you people who are on the internet, you're listening at www.chuo.fm, and you might want to spread the word. And we found that more and more people are listening to the station around the world over the internet. At last count, it was upwards of over 25,000 around the globe, so that's pretty impressive. And just before that, we heard some music from Lenny Niehaus. Here's some music from another great on the sax, Gene Ammons. From his album Boss Tenor, we're going to hear his version of Canadian Sunset. Now, this album features Ray Barreto on congas, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Art Taylor is on bass, and of course, Gene Ammons on tenor sax. Thank you. From 1996, that was the Allen Broadbent Trio, and we heard North, taken from his album Personal Standards, recorded for the Concord Jazz label. Allen Broadbent on piano, Putter Smith on bass, and Joe LaBarbera was on drums. Here's another great trumpeter, the great Clifford Brown, and a composition of his entitled Brownie Speaks. Coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1 FM. We'll be right back. From 1962, that was Dizzy Reese with Yamask, featuring Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Joe Farrell on some inspired sax on that last number, Hank Jones on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums, and of course, Dizzy Reese was on trumpet. And just before that, we heard some Clifford Brown from 1953-1954 with Brownie Speaks. I'm Randy McElligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa at 89.1. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. Here's some music from Benny Golson, and I really like this this next number that I'm going to play for you. It's quite an upbeat number from 1958. It's called Strut Time, and it's from Benny's album entitled The Other Side of Benny Golson. And it features quite a great group. Barry Harris is on piano, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and Jaime Merritt on bass. Jaime Merritt, who's been around the scene for quite a number of years during that period, playing with many artists and many sessions, and we're glad to have him on this session. So let's give a listen to Benny Golson and Strut Time.
Thank you.
My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Some inspired and soulful playing there from pianist Gene Harris from his album Alley Cats, recorded in 1999. That was a live session. And we listened to a composition from sax player Ernie Watts entitled Bird's Idea. And Ernie really took off on that last number with some fine playing, some great changes, and great choruses along the way. Also featured on that last track, we had Frank Potenza on guitar, Luther Hughes was on bass, and Paul Krybik was on drums. And some of the other artists that appeared during this session included the great Jack McDuff on organ. And even at the age of 65, Gene Harris was still inspired, but it was sad to note that the following year, Gene would pass away. Just before that, we heard some music from Benny Golson and a great song called Strut Time. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1. Speaking of the organ, here's some music from organist Joey DeFrancesco from an album that he released in 2002 called The Philadelphia Connection, a tribute to Don Patterson. Don Patterson was one of the great organists of the 1960s, and I think Joey DeFrancesco does a great job on this one. We're going to listen to his version of the Miles Davis classic, Olio.
Thank you.
That was music from Sonny Fortune from his album In the Spirit of John Coltrane, and we heard Mr. Jones. And before that, Joey DeFrancesco, another Philadelphian, with Miles Davis's composition, Olio. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa. We're going to listen now to some music from Red Holloway. And this is from a recording that Red made in 1987. And the album is entitled Red Holloway and Company. We're going to listen to a Monk composition. And this one is called Well You Needn't. And it features, again, we have Cedar Walton on piano. The person who did the engineering on this particular track was Phil Edwards. Richard Reed is on bass. Carl Jefferson produced this album as well. So let's give a listen to Red Holloway and Well You Needn't. Thank you. Well, if you're missing that recording in your collection, you're missing quite a gem. That was guitar virtuoso Joe Pass from 1973 from an album simply entitled Virtuoso. And we heard a composition of Joe Pass's, a beautiful one at that, and it's entitled Blues for Alacan. Let's go out this afternoon with some more music from the great Joe Pass. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. We just heard some music from guitar virtuoso Joe Pass from his album released in 1988, Blues for Fred. It's his tribute to the great Fred Astaire, and we heard They Can't Take That Away From You. Or rather, They Can't Take That Away From Me. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next week with another edition of In Transition. Have a great week. Bye for now.